Welcome back to the Indiscriminate News Network. I'm Jason St. Clair. I wanted to look into the history of mankind and see who is the most wealthiest historical figures ever to live. And of course, this is net worth and fortunes, inflation adjusted, of the wealthiest historical figures in comparison. So due to the problems arising from different definitions of wealth and ways of measuring it, various economic models throughout history, as well as multiple other reasons, the wealthiest people that are on this list are separated by historical time frames. So I'm just going to go through one, so the modern period. So for the modern period, wealth can be measured more or less objectively via inflation adjustment. Comparing the nominal GDP of the United States of the respective periods and then converting it into contemporary United States dollars. Okay, so let's start off with the number one. This is early to modern period. Number one, Jacob, is it Fugger? Yeah, I'm going to say Fugger. So he lived 66 years and he was in Augsburg, Germany. So he was a German merchant, mining entrepreneur, and banker. He expanded his family's asset by spreading their operations across Europe. At one point, Fugger and his family has almost a monopolistic hold on the European copper market. At his death, he bequeathed to his nephew, Anton Fugger, company assets totaling $2,032,652 guilders. He was worth, at the time of his death, $400 billion. Number two, John D. Rockefeller. On September 29th, 1916, Rockefeller became the first person ever to reach a nominal personal fortune of $1 billion. So it was equivalent to $16 billion. Now, Rockefeller amassed his fortune from Standard Oil Company, of which he was a founder, chairman, and major shareholder. By the time of his death in 1937, so he was 97 years old, places his net worth at a range of $300 billion to $400 billion. Wow. Number three, Andrew Carnegie, lived to be 84. Carnegie founded the Carnegie Steel Company, which is the most extensive integrated iron and steel operation in the United States. In 1901, Carnegie sold his company for $480 million to J.P. Morgan, who then merged his company into U.S. Steel. Capitalized at $1.4 billion at the time, U.S. Steel was the first billion-dollar company in the world. In his final years, Carnegie's net worth was $475 million, but at the time of his death in 1919, he donated most of his wealth to charities and other philanthropic endeavors and only had about $30 million left to his personal fortune. Carnegie's hundreds of million dollars accounted for about 0.6% of the U.S. annual GDP. Wow! And has a real value estimate about $75 billion adjusted for late 2000s. His net worth, $310 billion. Next, Osman Ali Khan, Asaf Jah the sixth, I think. He died when he was 81. The last Nizam of Hyderabad State in British India, regarded as the wealthiest person in the world during his lifetime. His portrait was on the cover of Time magazine in 1937. As a semi-autonomous monarch, he had his own mint, printing his own currency, the Hyderabadi rupee, and his private treasury said to contain 100 million pounds of gold and silver bullion, and further 400 million pounds of jewels. The major source of his wealth was the Golconda mines, the only supplier of diamonds in the world at the time. Among them was Jacob Diamond, valued at some $50 million, and was used by Nizam as a paperweight. Oh, gosh, this dude. Net worth, $210 billion. Actually, hold on a second. Before I jump into the next one, I wanted to see where Mr. Bezos falls. Because I know he's not on this list I'm using. And also Elon Musk. And then we'll go from there. Okay, so we're at right now at the $188 to $199 billion net worth. and that's Henry Ford. Henry Ford was an American automotive engineer, entrepreneur, and founder of the Ford Motor Company by designing the Model T Ford with his mass production in mind and employing the assembly line of method rapid production. He was able to radically lower the base price of his automobiles and reach a wider market. As production increased, Ford further reduced prices and increased salaries to reduce worker turnover. This resulted in a rapid increase in output. With the Ford production rising roughly 18,000 cars in 1909 to 1 million cars in 1920, despite Ford stating that his focus was increasing Ford Motors Company's benefit to society and his employees. Henry Ford's net worth, $188 to $199 billion. Who falls in right between those two? Jeff Bezos, $184.8 billion, and Elon Musk at $184, and Elon Musk at $148 billion. Next on the line, John Jacob Astor, an American businessman, merchant, opium smuggler, fur trader, and investor. In 1801, Astor's nominal wealth was some about $250,000, and by the time of his death, his fortune had grown to $20 million, making America's first millionaire. His net worth, $120 to $138 billion. Number seven, Cornelius Vanderbilt. I thought he'd be higher up the list here. American business magnate and philanthropist who built his wealth in railroads and shipping. Cornelius Vanderbilt's net worth, $105 to $205 billion. Number eight, Stephen Girard, a French-born American banker. Before becoming a banker, he was a merchant and owned a fleet of trading ships. $105 to $120 billion. Number nine, another Vanderbilt, William Henry Vanderbilt, railroad owner, inherited much of his wealth from his father, Cornelius Vanderbilt, who initiated the Vanderbilt farmer's involvement in railroad and shipping business. He doubled his father's fortune to amount to an estimated $52 billion and $239 billion inflation adjusted. Wow. I actually been in the Vanderbilt house over here. They're pretty impressive. Okay, everybody. This is Jason with the Indiscriminate News Network. I just want to share that there. The most wealthiest, a little list there, and I'm sure there's more that could be added. Kind of like a modern period, the most wealthiest people to ever live on the planet. All right. Thank you. Bye.